Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Kajaria Ceramics Investor and Analyst Meet. On the dais, we have Mr. Ashok Kajaria, the Chairman, Mr. Chetan Kajaria, the Managing Director, Mr. Sanjeev Agarwal, the CFO, and Ms. Pallavi Bhalla, the GM Investor Relations Function. We will commence this forum with the opening comments from Mr. Ashok Kajaria, after which we will throw open the floor for questions and answers. Please note that certain statements made by the management may be forward-looking within the meaning of applicable laws and regulations. Actual results might differ substantially from those expressed or implied. Kajaria Ceramics Limited will not be in any way responsible for any actions taken based on such statements. Over to you, Kajaria ji.
लाइट जला दो जो पहले जलाई थी कि लाइट जला दी इसको हटा दो यार इसको बंद कर दो हाँ दैट्स बेटर या वेरी गुड इवनिंग एवरीबॉडी आई एम डिलाइटेड टू वेलकम यू टू द क्वार्टर फोर F23 and Financial Year 23 Analyst Meet of Kajaria Ceramics Limited. Today I have with me my son Chetan, our CFO Sanjeev, and Pallavi Bhalla from Investor Relations. Good to be back for a physical meeting. The year 22-23 was full of challenges, mainly due to high inflation and gas supply disturbance. Gas prices went up. Gas was cut in our northern plants, and the spot prices more than doubled of the normal prices. However, things have come back to normal. The tile market in 22-23 is around, this is important for you to know, the tile market in 22-23 is around 42,400 crores for domestic and 17,500 crores of exports. So the total size of the tile industry now is 60,000 crores. I am happy to inform you that in spite of difficult year, your company has sold 101 million square meters of tiles in the year 22-23, a milestone for Kajaria, and it has taken almost 34 years to do it. We are going to double it in the next 5 to 6 years. Exports from India. The Indian tile industry has demonstrated impressive performance in the international market. In the fiscal year 22-23, the industry recorded a significant export value of 17,500 crores, as I said, and a notable increase from 12,700 crores in the last year, previous year. It's been a quantum jump because India per se is a very, very competitive producer. The largest export market for India has been USA as number one, followed by GCC countries such as Saudi Arabia and the UAE. The achievement highlights the industry's strong presence in the international market. One of the most important Kajaria strengths is a dealer network across India. And you'll be happy to know that we had a dealers get together at Pattaya, Thailand from 4th or 6th of May. And Ranveer Singh was there with us. Along with Akshay, he is also the new brand ambassador for tiles. As of now, we have 1,840 dealers dealing directly with the company. And we are planning to add approximately 150 dealers every year for the next 3 years. These dealers will be mainly in semi-urban areas. Earlier, what happened, they used to buy from Morbi because of before GST, pay in cash and buy. But today, with GST coming in, all of them want to have good showrooms and make their presence felt in the market. Your company spent 108 crores in the brand promotion for the year 22-23, and this year, our vision is to spend about 135 to 140 crores for brand promotion. Our effort is to reach to any market possible in smaller towns, make dealers and make their showrooms. Hamari industry mein jo dikhta hai, wo bikta hai. And as I said many times that we want to cover every single Lok Sabha constituency, I'm happy to tell you that by September this year, we'll be covering 522 Lok Sabha constituencies out of 542. The other 20 can't be done because of various reasons. growth story in smaller towns. I would like to share some stories in smaller towns, states such as Bihar, Andhra, and part of Kerala. People have grown phenomenal growth due to making state-of-art showrooms and the person behind the show. This data is comprising of four people. The first one is Anand Marble from Jhanjharpur, Bihar. If anybody is from Bihar, he would know where is Jhanjharpur is there, but most of the people won't know. This person met me in our dealers get together on 9th of May. Bola sahab, main 15,000 square feet ka showroom banana chahta hun. I knew he was from Bihar, I didn't know where he was. So maine kaha main aapka showroom kholne zarur aaunga. He met me again in August and he said, sir, mera showroom almost ready. I went to open the showroom along with some of my colleagues from Calcutta and Delhi on 9th of December. He opened 15,000 square feet of showroom in a place which has population of 70,000 in Jhanjharpur, where you haven't heard. It is 1 hour from Darbhanga on a highway, and it was a four-storied showroom. First ground floor and first floor were the exclusive Kajaria. Second floor, he made 2 bedrooms. I said, why? Why have you made bedrooms? It's a showroom mein banta nahi hai. Bola, sir, aapke log kahan rahenge? This is a village. They don't have any place to stay. Then he put 12 desktop computers. And I said, why you have put computers? Wo bhi showroom mein nahi hota. Bola, sir, gaon wale aayenge, unko drawing bana ke dunga. And third floor is empty. So this is a kind of progress. If you see the numbers, I think it is on the screen. From 573 has grown to 793, 1359. And this year he will do a sale of 20 crores. That's what he has committed. From there, we went to a place called Madhubani in Bihar, where some of you might have heard because it is famous for paintings. There, this guy, if you see, again a small town of Bihar, 485, 999, 1884. And this year, he will do about 24 crores. Third is George Katharan. This is in Kerala. If you see the numbers, 2021, he was at 248 lakhs, 1466, 3658, 36.58 crores. He is now number 5 in Kajaria. He just got an award recently. And the last one is this associates. This is because of our south plant at Kalahasti. It is between Tirupati and Kalahasti, and he has about a 4,000 square feet showroom. 2021, 1073, 1356, and then he has doubled to 2561. And the growth is there. So this is where the action is happening in smaller towns. This is where we are going to reach. This is our target is because earlier, most of these people used to buy tiles from Morbi, paying cash, and that scenario has changed, and they want to join a brand, be it Kajaria, be it Somani, be it Johnson. They want to join a brand and deal directly with the brand because the concept of wholesale is finished is the concept of retail. Our vision for 23-24, volume growth of 13-15%, revenue growth of 14-16%, EBITDA of 14-16%. Introduction of GST and effective implementation of e-bill help in curbing tax evasion, and this applies to all branded players in the country. The recent GST collection of 1.87 lakh crores for March received, but the data came out on 30th of April, is a proof of this. This will benefit the organized sector. As we all know, general elections are in 2024. That's time for central and state governments to infuse more funds for infrastructure development like airports, hospitals, educational institutions, upgradation, innovation of various government properties. These factors will further drive business for this industry, and probably it should start from October this year. With untiring efforts of our channel partners and employees today, Kajaria is placed at number 1 in India and 7th largest in the world. We are committed to our growth strategy, which includes expanding the market share and increasing the number of dealers across India, especially in areas where we are currently not represented. Once again, thank you all for your attention and support. We look forward to an exciting and successful year ahead. Thank you and Jai Hind.
Thank you, Kajaria ji. We will now be happy to take questions. There are ushers on both the sides with mics. We request you to commence asking questions when you have the mic, and also please mention your name and organization's name prior to you ask your queries.
Thank you for
Yeah, you can choose whom you want to, whom you want should answer your question.
From Jeet Capital. Thank you for a very brief and a wonderful presentation. Just two quick questions, sir. You mentioned that you want to double your sales from 101 million square feet to about 200 plus in about 5 to 7 years. Five to 6 years. So can you just guide us in terms of your capital expenditure and how do you want to increase your capacity in that? And sir, second question, you very briefly answered about domestic market and domestic opportunity. Can you tell us how big can be the global or export opportunity for India in terms of the tile industry and also Kajaria in specific?
As far as doubling up, as far as doubling of the capacity is concerned in 5 to 6 years, as I just said, our vision is to grow at 13 to 15% in volume every year. It's a simple arithmetic. The capacity has to expand. And depending on which market we are feeding, if it is a north and east, we put up a greenfield plant because all our existing plants are full of capacity. If it's west and south, then south we will expand because both the current plants in south at Kalahasti and Southeast Asia, we have a room to grow. And if it is west, we'll do some outsourcing, something like that. So as far as that is concerned, every year, I think the capex will be of the order of 250 crore plus because you have to add additional capacity of anywhere between 14, 15, 16 million square meters, some by way of outsourcing, some by way of our internal capacity. As far as export market is concerned, I'm clear? My message is going. As far as export markets are concerned, let me tell you that India is the most competitive producer along with China and the world today. Our export last year, if you recall, I had said that it will be between 17 to 18,000 crores in the very beginning. It has touched 17,500 crores. I am sure my personal perception is this year it will be more than 20,000 crores because we are very competitive. We are taking market share from some of the developed countries like Italy and Spain. Spain, for your information, is exporting 82% of its production. Their domestic consumption is only 18%. Italy is exporting 72% of its production, which means that domestic consumption is hardly 28%. A tile which Europe sells at €20 per square meter, India is selling anywhere around $10 to $11 per square meter. So you as a country will be taking that market share.
Hi, Saurabh Jain from HSBC. Sir, one clarification first. You said your EBITDA growth will be 13 to 16% or EBIT 14 to 16% or EBITDA margins? Margins, right?
I said volume growth 13 to 15%, revenue growth 14 to 16% because of value addition. Price will not go up this year because the gas prices have come down. And EBITDA margin of 14 to 16%.
Oh, thank you. And secondly, when you say 13 to 15% volume growth, that means you might require a total 13 to 15 MSM this year, right? Additional MSM. Can you split that out for us, where it will come from? Because, I think partially your Gailpur plant would be shut down for, you know, some time this year. And then we have about 1.8 MSM from Secunderabad, right?
Your voice is not clear.
Sir, my question is that you said 13 to 15% volume growth. That implies addition of 13 to 15 MSM this year. So can you split it out for us? How much of that will be coming from own manufacturing plant and the JVs and outsourcing?
I can't give you, but partly it will come from our existing plants, partly from outsourcing. We are doing three capexes. One is at Gailpur, where we are replacing two old kilns of 25 years back with a new kiln, which should be commissioned by 31st of July. Secunderabad, we are expanding to value-added tiles, big tiles, just like what we are doing in Kalahasti, about 2.4 million square meters at a capex of 80 crores. So I think these two plants, plus our existing plants will give. Or some outsourcing will be there.
No, so why I'm asking this is because Secunderabad, I think net addition is only 1.8 MSM. Is that right?
It's 2.4 million now.
2.4. Okay. And then Gailpur, will it also see some shutdown in this quarter for this modernization?
No. Those two lines are already not shut down. They're sold. They are cleared and sold. Don't worry about that part. What I will do at Gailpur and Secunderabad, that's not your concern. Your concern is that Kajaria should do a 13 to 15% volume growth. Let's not go into the details right now. No. Any details, we'll share later.
Thank you, that's helpful. Why I'm asking this is because...
You see, no, don't ask too much things. In spite of a difficult year, see, please understand, in spite of a difficult year, which I've been saying for the entire last year, we grew at 11% volume terms. And now, as I said, the markets are positive. Cost of fuel has come down. The last year was a very, very difficult year from July to December. We didn't know whether we will get gas or not. The gas supply was cut in our Gailpur and Secunderabad plant. Gas prices hit the roof. The spot prices were doubled. Still, we could do 11%. So don't worry about that. Where it will come from, it will be 13 to 15% volume growth, period.
I appreciate your response. Probably I'll take more details later. Third question is that, can you also talk about how you're planning your digital spends for, you know, 1 year or 2 year time frame? Because a lot of focus by other companies has been on social media. Hello? Maybe I have to shout. So what I'm asking is, can you talk a little about what are your plans on the digital spends for this year or next year? Because a lot of focus has been put by many companies on this front. Like social media, like any influencers you're planning to hire or?
So roughly our digital spend this year will be 7 to 8 crore rupees, which is the OTT platforms, online media and social media, as you said. Rest we're spending money on cricket, airports, and other media like hoardings and all, basically.
Okay, I was asking more from the social media point of view. Like
7 to 8 crores, apps. The digital media.
And how is it going to increase for the next 2 years? Any
yes,
thoughts on that?
Every year it will increase gradually.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much.
Good evening, sir. Sneha here from Nuvama. Just a couple of questions. In the start, you actually mentioned that, you know, industry size has become 42,000. So just wanted to understand on that front. Till last year, we have heard a different number. How did that change so substantially? Some clarity over that. Right, so the domestic market.
Indian market, March 22 was 40,000 crores domestic and 12,700 crores of exports. Ending March 23, the domestic industry has grown by 6%. Exports have grown, of course, at much higher pace from 12,700 to 17,500 crores.
Right, so but till a few years back, we were speaking about 30,000 odd crores number. So just wanted to see the substantial difference there.
Current year? Huh, we have accepted that. Yeah, you see, the Ceramic World Review, which is an authenticated magazine coming out of Italy, they changed the numbers. Earlier, the number shown was much less for India. As we all know, Gujarat has a big capacity. So they did an independent survey at Gujarat and found the capacity is much higher. And last year in the magazine, they said the Indian capacity is the Indian production is 2550 million square meter. We have accepted that, which is actually a fact. We thought it will go gradually, but if they have put it, it's like that. And that's the number which we are talking about today. If I take you 5 years back, China was 7 times bigger than India. If I take you today, March 23, China is 2.5 times bigger than India. So that much India has progressed and China has come down slightly.
Understood, sir. And so secondly, on the margins front, we have seen substantial improvement on a QOQ front. What has been the ad spend for this particular quarter and also gas pricing, if at all you can give the breakup you always give plant-wise, how have we fared?
Gas prices, I will request Pallavi to talk about it.
Sure.
She has all the data.
Yeah. Hi. So ad spend for this quarter is around
30.
So ad spend for this quarter is around 32 crores and for the year is 108 crores. On gas prices, for the quarter, it is around 46 rupees per SCM. And for April, this number should be around 40 rupees per SCM.
And plant-wise data, if at all you have, Pallavi?
Yeah, so if you talk about north side, north is around 40 rupees SCM. South is around 55 and west is around 41, 42. 43 is north, yeah.
Sure. Sir, one last question from my end. You mentioned that you want to double the turnover in 5 to 6 years. You also gave, exports growth potential, like you're looking at 17,500 going to 20,000 next year. What's your outlook on the Indian tile industry, domestic market? How do you see the growth faring out, maybe 3 to 5 years vision there?
Indian industry, domestic, should grow at 6-8%, should grow at every year. Gas prices have come down, as we all know, in Morbi also. It's come down by almost 25% in the last 2-4 months. So it should also grow at 6-8%. But I'm very confident that exports will grow more exponentially. It will definitely go at 25% plus in this financial year. But the 20,000 crore se beshi export hoga, you are a very competitive player. And you are taking market share from a lot of the organized players in Europe because we are competitive.
Got that, sir. Thanks a lot and all the best.
Thank you.
Hello. So just to extend the last question, so your comment about the 60,000 crores of industry, and you said that export will be growing faster than domestic. So this number from a current level to the next 5 to 6 years, the industry size, where do you see, sir, the 60,000 crore number?
Industry size should be more than 1 lakh crore. But a rough guess, number to be honest, just a quick calculation since you asked, it should be 1 lakh crore plus.
So we are
where export should be almost to the extent of 35,000 to 40,000 crores. It's doable.
And second question, sir, for the full year, how much price hike we have taken against the gas price increase?
Last year?
Yes, sir,
FY23. Because gas, last year some price hike was there, but this year there will be no price hike. Last year the price hike should be about 4-5% only. Because earlier year, 2021-22, the overall price hike was almost 11-12%.
Against the RM inflation, sir? Raw material inflation?
Raw material inflation has come down.
No, for the full year, how much raw material inflation?
Last year?
Yes, sir.
Close to about 20 crores. On two fronts, some raw material and some packing boxes, packing material. So and that has come down now.
So that is for the full year impact?
Full year.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Rahul Agarwal from Incred. Sir, you guided for revenue growth being higher than volume growth. We are also saying that prices won't go up. It's purely mix improvement is what we expect.
Due to some value-added materials, like in Secunderabad, we are adding 2.4 million square meters. That's all value-added. The plant is being converted to value-added. Gailpur, again, when we are putting a new kiln, removing the two earlier kilns, that's all value-added, bigger tiles of floor in ceramic.
So it's all sales
mix improvement. That was making wall tiles. Now it will be making value-added floor tiles, bigger size. So something will come out only out of value-added. Prices per se will not go up this year.
Got it, sir. Sir, margin guidance of 14-16%. We are almost 14.6 last quarter. I think it's a bit conservative. Are you building in like conservatism here?
I am conservative. I have seen a very tough last year. So I am conservative.
So there is a potential to beat that.
Agar hoga to na ho nahi hoga. Hoga to ho jayega. But I am taking on the safer side because we have seen a very tough year last year. So I want to be a little conservative on that front.
And gas
supply. I can tell you only one thing, that the mood is positive. At the ground level, on the sales, on the gas sector, all is positive. But that angle, I am taking a conservative approach.
And apart from the price, the supplies are normal now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And sir, lastly, on competition, our interactions with some other brands, you know, they tell us they'll grow 20-25%, they've got some private equity money. Do you agree that organized market share will actually be more fragmented and divided between more organized players?
No. You see, organized players per se are doing well and will do well because of GST. Now, when you talk about the two players who have taken money, they're also part of organized. You see, once you have come to that level where you have taken money and your market cap, but although it is not listed, but the market cap is around 2,500, 2,400 crores. They have to behave like organized and they will like to come to organized. You see, some people in the organized sector will go away and some will come in. So it's a positive thing because if the industry grows in a positive manner, it's good for everybody.
But compared to last 5 years versus next 5 years we'll see more organized competition also, right?
See, today, tell me one thing. Before GST, let me take you before GST. I think all of you are aware what was happening before GST. Aapke paas agar 5,000 foot ka showroom aur hamare paas 1,000 foot ka showroom tha, main bolta tha bhaiya jaake photo le aa, tere ko sasta de dunga. Why? Because I was totally evading taxes, and the taxes were in the range of 28-32%, depending on the state where you are. If you are in Delhi, it is 28%. If you are in UP, it is 32%. Do we all agree? Today, after GST, GST started with 28%. Then after 4 months, it was reduced to 18%. 18% is the GST on all tiles, sanitary ware. We get a mod rate of 5%. So the net impact of GST is 13%, right? Agar koi aadmi heraferi karta to 1% ki karega. We have seen, whether it's Kajaria, Somani Johnson, we have seen where people have, you know, zero tax, no tax. Today you are talking about, instead of 13, somebody will be, you know, 11, 12 here and there. How does it make a difference? And GST, as we all aware in the room, that they have tightened the belt in last 2 years. Today, if you are caught in GST, you are finished. Your career is finished. They are saying, forget about what you have done in the past. If you are hera-feri doing in GST, you are caught. So believe me, the organized sector will grow, and not only the manufacturers. I am talking about dealers. Jo maine abhi kaha, jo dealer acche the aur bade hain, they are opening more and more showrooms. Our number one dealer comes still from Coimbatore. He did a turnover of 88 crores with Kajaria. He is number one. He is number one in Somani. He is number one in Kohler. And you'll be surprised, his own turnover, which he said is 400 crores for ending March 23. He has 13 showrooms of his own in Tamil Nadu only. And he has 400 salesmen selling that. Apne north mein kya, jab tak malik nahi hota, to mal wo aadmi satisfied nahi hota. In south, there is no such thing. Everything is there. Dekho, salesman ke baad jao, apna bill banao, saman leo, ghar jao. So that's how it is, the industry is progressing. And believe me, GST, I have said, and I have said, I'm saying again, GST has been the biggest game changer for the entire organization. Aur hamare trade mein to jahan 600 plant Morbi mein, you can imagine our situation, what we have seen, and still we have grown over a period of time. So I would say the growth is going to be faster and faster. There's no looking back.
Thank you, sir, for answering my questions. All the best.
Mike.
Ashok ji, you've been talking about the export front, 17,500 crores now and moving up to 30,000 probably in the next 3-4 years. Could you give a flavor of what kind of value these tiles are selling at? Is this the mid-segment? Is this the higher segment or what?
This is, most of the exports today are glaze vitrified tiles. Glaze vitrified, that is a higher segment, you can say. Because you are taking, because glaze vitrified tiles, what is coming from Europe also, as I said, they are basically exporting only glaze vitrified tiles, whether Italy or Spain or any other European manufacturers. You are basically taking away their market share gradually. You will take their market share more and more. The price difference is too high, the product is same or better than what they are giving. And the most export out of 17,500, you can say, is from Morbi. Out of that, I would say 16,000 crore plus is from Morbi. Somani thoda karta, Kajaria karta, Johnson karta, thoda bahut baki log karte hoge, but most of the exports are from Morbi. There are almost, to my knowledge, I may be wrong or right, there are at least 65 units in Morbi out of 600 who are only doing exports. Only doing exports. They are also making ceramic, they are also making glaze vitrified. Most of the thing is ceramic and glaze. Polished vitrified comes to.
So this growth will continue to be in this segment,
yes,
as far,
sir,
as export is,
yes,
concerned.
Sir. We are very competitive as a country.
And give or take, post GST and now, what would be the differential that Morbi enjoys, say, over larger players like you?
I will answer for Kajaria. Kajaria, before GST, the difference was as high as 40 to 50% in pricing. Today it has come down to 20-25%. So that gap has narrowed quite a bit. And that's where we will grow faster. If you take Somani, it should be 15-20% between Morbi and Somani.
Thanks.
Hi, sir. This is Mohit from IIFL. So my question is on the sanitary ware, faucet ware business and the plywood business. What is the outlook for FY24? And if you could share, how do you see this over a medium term? What is the kind of targets or opportunities that you see in this business? What is the kind of market share that you want to have? And any challenges that you have faced in the last few years in growing this business?
Faucet, sanitary ware?
Yes, and plywood, yeah.
We did 320 crores last year. This year's target is 440 to 450 crores. challenges we have faced many, because first few years for any business is very, very difficult. But today, that brand is in place, Kerovit brand is in place. We had a dealers get together a few days back, 4th to 6th of May, in Pattaya. Lot many dealers are now coming to join that brand wagon. And vision is to grow at least 30% every year from here on. This year we'll grow faster, because last year our base was, hamari growth kamti hui hai, that division. This year we'll grow faster, but from here on, after this, it should be 30% every year.
Sure, sir. Thanks.
Hi. Sir, just continue the previous question. So right now, our non-tile business is roughly less than 10% of the total revenue. So the way you explain about our 5-6 year plan for the tile business, where do you see this business growing in next 5 to 7 years?
Non-tile?
The three segment.
Non-tile segment. Non-tile?
And what will be the revenue mix if I see 5 years from today?
10 ki jagah 12, 13 ho jayega.
But it will also grow at a...
It will grow at a faster pace. Non-tile will grow at a faster pace than tiles.
But do you see that market also expanding going forward, the way tile business has happened in last 10-15 years from India?
No, that market, we are very young, so it has to grow faster. Tile market, we are saying we'll double it in next 5 to 6 years, 13 to 15% growth. Bathware sanitaryware, as you know, we are a very young player, bahut niche abhi hum chote hain, to humko faster grow karna padega to catch up with the bigger players. But it has to be a gradual process. Similarly, in ply, I think they are also looking at that vision, so dhire dhire grow karenge.
Sir, is there a different distribution structure or a sales structure, if you can give some sense on that?
Different.
How that part of the distribution network which we
no,
are expanding?
No, tile, we have 1,840 dealers as of 31st March. In tile, there are only dealers, there are no distributors. In faucets and sanitaryware, there are distributors who sell to smaller people. And there are premium dealers who sell from their showrooms. In ply, it's a similar thing. They have distributors and dealers.
And sir, if you can share, is the gross margin different between them and the tile, or it's more or less same?
You can say that.
Yeah, so gross margin is better in...
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, so gross margin is better in bathware as compared to tile, and it should be similar or a little lower in tile.
Thank you.
Chetan, a couple of years back, we had this issue with MDF in the country. People who had set up MDF plants were struggling. I believe things seem to have sorted out on that front. How has that impacted the plywood business in general, if you could explain?
So the MDF guys made a lot of money in the last 2 years because the demand for MDF shot up. Now there are a lot of imports in MDF coming, especially in South India. And there's a lot of overcapacity also happening in this industry. So it is a cheaper substitute for plywood, but the market is, currently MDF is around 7,000 crore and plywood is 30,000 crore. There's a huge gap between both the segments and verticals. So MDF will slowly increase, but there's a huge gap between both the verticals as of now in the country.
So a sense of pricing of say MDF and plywood? So
MDF is slightly cheaper than plywood and it's more mechanized.
So slightly cheaper means what, 10-15%?
Roughly 17-18%.
Sorry to inform, just my younger son couldn't come. He fractured his right hand. He wanted to come, but she couldn't come because he fractured his right hand. I forgot to mention. Yes, please.
Hello. In some of the quarters before, your competitor had made a statement about the tiles industry.
Aap stand up karo to better rahega. Yes, sir.
Sorry.
Better.
So in last few quarters, your competitor had made a statement about the tiles industry that it is going through a difficult phase, that there is overcapacity, lack of pricing power, and how do you respond to these statements? I mean, do you agree with this?
Industry is positive, as I said. Last year was very tough because mainly because of two things, inflation and gas prices, where you do not know what the gas costs will be, what the pricing, there was a lot of uncertainty. All that uncertainty is over. I am repeatedly saying the mood is positive on the ground level. Demand has always been good except for a period of July, August, September because the interest rates went up very, very high. So things are very positive on the ground. You can be rest assured on that front.
I think he was more coming from the perspective of...
Can you make it more clear?
Hello?
Not clear.
Hello, he was coming from more from the perspective of the overcapacity in the industry and the lack of pricing power and not necessarily the gas prices or the struggle that the industry went through specifically in the last year.
Pricing power cannot be, nah. You can't have a pricing power, then you are saying I want to have a 13 to 15% volume growth. You have 600 players in the Morbi, so you have to strike the right balance. As I said, there will be no price increase in this financial year. The additional revenue will only come from value-added products.
Rahul again. Sir, one question on the industry. You're saying 6 to 8% growth, like largely CAGR. Obviously, we all know it's oversupplied right now. So at that pace, when does this equilibrium actually reach, right? I mean, demand supply has to equal so that we all can be more, you know, we can execute pricing power. So, you know, at this 6 to 8% rate, it will take like at least 5 years for supply to meet demand. Like, how will that
see,
work?
You are forgetting the past when you put this question. It's not a standard answer. Why these units have come? Let me take you 10 years back. The units have only come in Morbi. We are all aware sitting in the room because humko tax ki chori karni. Am I right? GST has changed everything. Every year, if you look back before 20, every year 30-40 plants used to come. Am I right? Last 2021-22 mein, wahan Janmashtami mein puja hoti hai plant aane ki. I am giving you all the data so that if I am wrong, you can correct me. 2021-22 mein, there were hardly any pujas. Do teen char plants se beshi nahi aaye har saal, right? So why? Because the whole focus was ki wo chori to khatam ho gayi. Koila khatam ho gaya. 6 of March 2019, they were not allowed to use coal in that gasifier. So today, it's a level playing field. Please understand what I just said. The difference before GST between Kajaria and those Morbi players was 40 to 50%. So it was a push sale for Kajaria, right? Today, the difference has narrowed down for Kajaria to 20 to 25%. Automatically, it will be a, you know, demand pickup. So this is the change, basic change. Ye change, agar aap nahi samjoge, you will go wrong and ask these questions. But you understand these questions, you will have the right answer. You will have the right. And not only Kajaria, I am very confident that people like Somani and Johnson will also grow faster. They are all doing it, trying to do a good job. Even one company from Morbi, he's a good friend of mine, Simpolo, they will also grow faster because he is doing a good job. See, somebody is doing a good job, he has to grow faster.
Right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. Hello. Hello, this is Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. I know it is already discussed, you said volume growth of 13 to 15%. But what I want to understand, if I see the past growth of industry have been 6%, where you have just outperformed the industry by 1 or 2%, but you are pretty confident to grow at 2x of the industry. So I'm not able to understand what I am missing, why you are so confident.
You don't have to understand that. It's my job to do. Can't tell you everything, it's my job to.
Okay. Like,
I don't have to explain everything to everybody, it's my job to do.
Got it.
Yeah, don't have to understand everything. And everything can't be explained in half an hour or 45 minutes. Sorry.
Perfect. Okay. So what's the idea about changing the capacity, like moving to 5 MSM from 8 MSM in Nepal? Is it something related to demand or something?
We are putting up a capacity in Nepal. Earlier, we thought to put up 8 million square meters of 2 kilns. Looking at the scenario, we reduce it to 1 kiln, and we are going to put up a plant, 5.1 million square meter, 1 kiln, which will make both ceramic and GBT. And the current market size of Nepal is about 2,000 crores. All imports from India, except one small plant which is operating, Two more plants are expected to come, and the third one is Kajaria. So that's the current scenario now. And all everything has been tied up as far as Kajaria is concerned. We hope to commission it by March 24.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, sir, this is Shubham Agarwal from Access Capital. This question is on the export front. Could you comment what makes you confident that the exports from India are sustainable even over the next 5-7 years? Because we've seen in the past that once exports decline, unbranded players start pushing material in the domestic market. So what makes you confident that that is not expected to happen going forward?
In the beginning of this year, April, I told some of my fellow colleagues here who have met me that is saal export 16,000-17,000 crore hoga. I don't think people believe me because 12,700-16,700 kaise hoga. But 17 se 18 bola maine, sorry, 17 se 18,000 crore hoga. By the time the data came, and one of my colleagues told me, who was keeping track, bola sir, 17,500 crore ka export ho gaya, which was even surprising to me because in the month of March, the exports was almost 1,800 to 1,900 crores. Number one. Number two, again I am repeating, India is a very competitive player. India cost of production is very, very competitive. And just for information, gas prices have also come down at Morbi by almost 20% in the last few days, 20-25%. We are even more competitive now. And please understand one thing, I repeat that for the benefit of everybody. We are taking market share from some of the other countries. That's why the export market is very big in the world. China ki bahut jagah anti-dumping duty lag gayi hai. Lot of countries have put anti-dumping duty on China because they were dumping. One. Two, lot of countries are averse to China till March. I don't know what will happen tomorrow. But you are taking a market share from lot of players like Italy, Spain and other players who are much more expensive. Even Turkey for that matter. Turkey was a big exporter. You know what is the inflation out there, 80% plus. So we in India are taking market share from these countries. That's why exports will go up. And the current scenario, I don't say what will happen after 5-6 years, but I can tell you next 3 years, our exports will grow by 25% plus.
So that is a function of we staying competitive, right? So if that is a function of we staying competitive in the global market as a cost, lower cost producer. So we are in line with China right now. And if, are there any anti-dumping duties that are expected on India because of, for any of the reasons, from any of the places we export to, USA is a big client or GCC?
I answer that. Last year, there was little exports to Europe. You'll ask me why. There was a possibility that anti-dumping duty is going to be put India, China, and Turkey. You know what was the duty put? They put a 7% duty on India. This year, so much of exports will go to Europe because people are expecting very huge duty. Now, 7% is nothing. When I said they are selling at 20 euro per square meter, you are selling at $10, what does 7% mean? So, a lot of exports will go to Europe also. So, baki countries mein anti-dumping hai, jahan par hai, Saudi Arabia, mein duty hai, 41% anti-dumping duty. It is the second highest export market of India. After USA, it is the second market. Third is UAE, where no anti-dumping duty because of bilateral trade.
So, sir, my second question is, since you know there's so high growth expected in export, are you seeing any more unbranded players putting up additional capacities to service that demand in the export market?
In export market?
Yeah.
I said, you didn't listen. I said there are almost 65 players in Morbi who are exclusively working for exports besides other players.
Are they adding capacities is my question.
They have to find out. One plant has come, which I know, Comet, which was a big exporter to Saudi Arabia. They have put up an investment of 400 plus crores to put two Continua Plus lines for export only. So export will go up.
So would you have an idea, like what is the capacity utilization at the Mobi level from the unbranded players?
No idea.
Such?
You have to find out.
Yeah, sure, sir. So the second is, given your margin guidance of 14 to 16%, you know, what kind of a gas cost are you pricing in like, for the next 1 year so that you are able to deliver 14 to 16%? I know if we are already at 14.6%,
I give you a rough data. I shouldn't give, but I still give you. This year compared to last year, 22-23, we at Kajaria will save about 150 crores on gas, fuel. Gas, fuel means gas only. Gas. Taking all the plants into consideration. Out of that, 50 crores will be passed on to the trade in terms of discount. Hamare yahan price kamti nahi hoti, jo maine pehle hi bola, but we incentivize the dealers so that they can sell more. Another, our JVs ne last year badhiya nahi kiya, some of them. I hope that this year will give you another 30 to 40 crores out of JVs extra, whatever we have done last year, roughly.
Thank you. That's all from me.
Yes.
My question is very simple. If you are putting factories in Nepal, what precautions you have taken?
Mere ko samajh nahi aa raha. Pardon me?
When you are putting factories in Nepal.
Kya cheez ka precaution?
For government instability over there.
No instability. Maal banana, maal bechna, political instability se kya karna hai? Jo aayega usko salaam kar lenge. But let me tell you off the record, there is no political instability. For business, it's no political. It's like what happens in Italy. Every 6 months, the government changes, the business continues. It's like that. There is no political instability as such. Humko maal banana hai, customer ko dena, hamare dealers ko dena. To tell you honestly, me and Sanjeev were there 2 days back, 3 days back. We met all the senior people. All is positive. ये कहाँ पर है एग्जैक्टली बीरगंज ऑन द बॉर्डर
Thank you, everyone. You are now invited to join us for an informal interaction with the management, and you can move ahead for some dinner and cocktail.